This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 404 for Tuesday, May 23rd. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are mostly lower on Tuesday as trading resumed following the Canadian markets being closed for Victoria Day. With the final settlement still pending in heavy activity, the July canola contract gains $3.60 at $701 per ton, and new crop November loses $3.60 at $665.80 per ton. There's some support coming from upticks in European rapeseed, but there's pressure coming from declines in the Chicago soy complex and in Malaysian palm oil. Upswings in global crude oil prices are spilling over into the vegetable oils. During the long weekend, Alberta received 2 to 3 inches of rain, with some parts of the province getting upwards to 5 inches. Not only has the rain brought some relief to the wildfire situation, it's provided much-needed moisture to the crops. The Canadian dollar is unchanged on Tuesday, with the loonie at 74.06 U.S. cents. The United States Department of Agriculture reports soybean planting is two-thirds complete, with 36% of the crop emerged. Corn planting is 81% done, with more than half the crop out of the ground. Spring wheat planting is about 64% finished, with about a third of the crop emerged. Meanwhile, U.S. winter wheat gains 2 points to rate 31% good to excellent. However, Kansas and Oklahoma continue to struggle at 10% good to excellent, with Texas at 23%. Dr. Michael Cordonnier trims his call on Argentina soybean production to 22 million tons, while he keeps Brazil at 155 million. As for corn, Cordonnier remains at 35 million tons for Argentina and 125 million for Brazil. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Tuesday. The July contract falls 19 cents at $13.225 per bushel. July soy oil drops 1.01 cents at 47.76 U.S. cents per pound. July soy meal is down $5.80 at $406.40 per short ton. Corn is higher, with its July contract up 6.5 cents at $577.5 per bushel. Oats are higher as well, with its July contract gaining 7 cents at $321.5. The U.S. wheat complex is stronger, as Chicago July adds 16 cents at $6.22. Kansas City July also advances 16 cents at $8.41.5. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis July rises 11 cents at $8.20.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday, May 23rd. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.